Snapshot, recover, time travel. Autosave every 30 seconds. Manual bookmarks. A recovery dialogue that catches the cut your tab crashed on. Vibe Chopper made undo into a place you can go back to. The lost cut regret. You know the moment. The lost cut regret. You had a cut. It was almost there. You thought, one more pass, make it tighter. You trimmed three clips. You swapped a transition. You moved the close-up before the wide. You watched it back. The lost cut regret. It was worse. The lost cut regret. Not a little worse. The kind of worse where you cannot remember what you changed first. And the undo history of your old editor went back exactly 7 steps before it forgot. The clock said 1:47 a.m. The cut from an hour ago lived inside your head only, because the only version on disk was this one. The lost cut regret. That regret has a name. I liked the cut from an hour ago better. The lost cut regret. For 30 years, it was a feeling. You ate it. You started over, or you accepted the worst cut, or you closed the laptop. The tool didn't give you the hour back. The tool didn't even know you had the hour to give. The lost cut regret. Vibe Chopper gave it back. Every 30 seconds, automatically. Every time you wanted to remember a beat, manually. And every time your tab crashed mid-shoot. The lost cut regret. This post was about all three. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. The autosave ran every 30 seconds. Interval MS, 30,000. Every half minute, Vibe Chopper diffed your current project state against the last snapshot. If anything had changed, it wrote a new one. If nothing had changed, it skipped. Your storage didn't fill up with 50 copies of the same idle timeline. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. What the snapshot captured wasn't just the clips, it was the whole project. Every clip with its endpoint, outpoint, position, and track. Every track and its order. Every transition and its duration. Every overlay, marker, chapter, motion keyframe, clip effect. The narrative framework you'd picked. The whole room. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. When the autosave rolled, you got a snapshot of the timeline as it actually was. Not a flat summary, not a thumbnail. A full state, restorable. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. The system kept up to 50 autosaves per project, rolling, and held them for 7 days. 50 rolling autosaves means roughly 25 minutes of half-minute checkpoints if you were continuously editing. Longer if you took breaks. Plenty of breadcrumbs to walk back through. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. The save indicator in the toolbar told you which state you were in. Green cloud, saved. Blue pulsing cloud, saving. Orange cloud, unsaved changes, autosave on its way. Red alert, something went wrong, click to retry. The cloud knew. Autosave snapshots, what they captured. Two rails, same destination. Restore was the same button no matter which rail you came in on. Manual snapshots, when to drop a flag. Autosave was the safety net. Manual snapshots were the bookmarks you set, on purpose, for the moments worth naming. Manual snapshots, when to drop a flag. You hit the manual save button before you tried something. Before I rearrange the Act 2 scenes. Before the polish pass. Before I show the client. You gave the snapshot a name in plain language. First cut tightened, or before story restructure. And it sat in the snapshot browser with a magenta bookmark icon, separate from the autosaves, easy to find. Manual snapshots, when to drop a flag. A manual save was the same payload as an autosave. Same clips, same tracks, same transitions, same overlays.
The differences were the label, the icon, and the intent. You said this moment matters, and the system trusted you. Manual snapshots, when to drop a flag. The rule of the gym applied. Drop a flag before a heavy lift. If you were about to make a change you weren't sure about, the flag cost nothing to plant and saved you the entire walk back if the lift went sideways. Manual snapshots, when to drop a flag. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. The recovery dialogue was the feature you were grateful for the moment you needed it. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. You closed the tab, the browser crashed, the kid pulled the power cord, the hotel Wi-Fi dropped you mid-render. You came back the next morning, opened the project, and instead of staring at a stale timeline from the last clean save, you saw a dialogue. We found a recent autosave that might contain unsaved changes. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. It told you when the last autosave landed. 2 minutes ago? 17 minutes ago? Whatever the clock said. It told you what was inside. 14 clips. 3 tracks. It told you what changed if it could summarize it. 2 buttons. Restore. Keep current. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. You picked. If you'd already started editing on top of the older version, you kept current, and it stayed out of your way. If you wanted the unsaved work back, you restored, and the timeline rebuilt itself from the recovery point. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. The system was honest with you. If there wasn't actually a recovery snapshot to restore from, sometimes there isn't, the dialogue said so cleanly. No fake hope. There was a whole test for exactly that behavior, commit 5795F11, because the wrong answer was worse than no answer. The recovery dialogue, coming back to where you were. Recovery wasn't a panic button. It was a quiet handshake the morning after. You crashed last night. Here's where you were. Want it back? You said yes or no, and the timeline did the rest. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Snapshots were the big rocks. The history panel was the gravel. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Every edit you made, every trim, split, transition added, clip reordered, motion keyframe set, landed in the edit history. Each entry had an action name, a description, a relative timestamp, and an inverse. The inverse was the part that mattered. It was how the system knew if you undid this entry, exactly what to reverse, which clip to restore, which transition to delete, which position to move the clip back to. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. The history panel sat in a side rail. At the top, an undo button, a redo button, and a count. 12 undo, 3 redo. Below, a scrolling list of every action you'd taken, newest first, magenta dots on the active entries, dimmed on the ones you'd already undone. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. You could click any entry to jump to it. Undo to point. Not undo one step, undo one step, undo one step, like Premiere's history palette. Take me back to right after I added the transition between scenes 2 and 3. The system walked backward through every inverse between now and then and landed you exactly where you asked. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Keyboard shortcuts worked away your hands already knew. Command-Z to undo, Command-Shift-Z to redo. On Windows, Control-Z, Control-Shift-Z. The keycaps were right there in the panel footer. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Multi-edit operations grouped. If you ran a polish pass that removed 8 dead air gaps in a row, the panel showed it as one group, and one undo press reverted the whole pass.
Wrapped batched actions under a single group ID. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Snapshots were the room you returned to. History was the steps you took once you got there. The history panel, scrubbing through versions. Walkthrough, roll back an hour, keep the new cut. Here's how the rollback actually felt. A creator's hour in past tense, because all of this shipped. Walkthrough, roll back an hour, keep the new cut. You opened a project that had been live for 2 hours. The autosave indicator showed saved 14 seconds ago. You'd already dropped 3 manual snapshots along the way. Raw cut, first tighten, before story restructure. The restructure was the one you were second-guessing. You open the snapshot browser. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. The browser had 2 tabs. Snapshots, listing all 3 manual saves at the top with their magenta bookmark icons, then the autosaves below in chronological order with cyan cloud icons. History, the edit action stream, sat next to it. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. You clicked Before Story Restructure. The preview opened. Clip count, track count, snapshot creation time, the description you'd typed. You clicked restore. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. 2 things happened in the right order. First, the system took a fresh snapshot of where you currently were. Type recovery. Description, pre-restore backup before restoring to timestamp. That snapshot got pinned in the browser, so the version you were about to overwrite stayed in the list. Then the restore ran. Clips, tracks, transitions, overlays, all rewritten from the before story restructure payload. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. Your timeline rebuilt itself. Clip 3 was back where you remembered. The wide came before the close-up. The transition you'd swapped was the original 2-frame cut again. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. You watched it back. It was the cut from before, exactly. You smiled. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. Then you noticed 2 things you'd changed after the restructure that you actually wanted to keep, a music swap and a lower third on the founder. You opened the snapshot browser, clicked the recovery snapshot the system had auto-created when you rolled back, and restored to it. Now you are on the post-restructured version. You opened the history panel, scrolled to the entry labeled Asset Act, the restructure action, and clicked Undo to point. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. Everything after the restructure stayed. The restructure itself reversed. The music swap survived. The lower third survived. The bad reordering is gone. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. That maneuver was a triple axel 5 years ago. It was 3 clicks now. Walkthrough. Roll back an hour, keep the new cut. You finished the cut. You saved a manual snapshot called final. You closed the laptop. The 1:47 a.m. regret didn't come. The next rep. Every editor before this one made you choose, .mov. Or you didn't, and the regret came. VibeChopper got rid of the choice. The snapshots happened. The history wrote itself. The recovery dialogue watched the door. The next rep. Your job was to direct the cut. the tool's job was to remember every version of the cut you ever made, so you never had to. The next rep, if the AI chat was where you told the timeline what to do, the snapshot browser was where you told the timeline what to go back to. Both ran on the same idea. The directing voice in your head was the part of you the tool should serve. The next rep.
And if you ever wanted to know why the AI made a cut you weren't sure about, a different panel had the receipts. Which clip got touched, what the model saw, what it decided. Snapshots showed you where you were. The tool events panel showed you why it moved. The next rep. Together, they made the second guessing fast. The next rep. Drop a flag before a heavy lift. Trust the autosave to catch what you forget. Open the history panel when you want to walk back step by step. Hit restore when you want to teleport. The next trap. The cut from an hour ago wasn't a regret anymore. It was a place. You could go back there. And when you came back, you brought what you learned with you. The next trap. See you on the timeline. The next trap. Gnarls.